Hey, Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela. Once again now, Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela. $500 friends are lost. Woman even sell me cats and horse. Hey, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Yep, everybody.
Matilda, sing up the chorus. Matilda,
sing a little louder.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Once again now.
Matilda,
join round the corner.
Matilda,
sing up the chorus.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Well, the money was to buy me house and land. Got a serious plan, hey, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Yep, bye bye.
Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela.
Once again now,
Matilda,
join round the corner.
Matilda, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Well, the money was just inside me bed, stuck up in a pillow beneath me head. Don't you know, Matilda, she gave me money. Everybody,
Matilda, 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 she gave me money and run Venezuela.
Let's begin now,
Matilda,
Kumbala, Chumba,
Matilda,
in me little water,
Matilda. Money and run Venezuela.
Women over 40.
Matilda, Matilda,
Matilda,
take me money and run Venezuela.
Everybody,
Matilda,
climb round the corner.
Matilda,
in the little water.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Well, me friends, never to love again. Oh, me money gone in vain. Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda, Matilda,
Matilda,
she take me money and run Venezuela.
Sing a little softer.
Matilda,
Matilda, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda.
Da 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 da. Harry Belafonte's Matilda. And it's 20 minutes past noon. Well, I'm in much better shape now than I was at 10 o'clock this morning. I didn't think I was going to be. I was going to make it today. You mean? Yeah, I was up till 4 again this morning. I can do that one night, but not two in a row anymore. You mean? Yeah. The pipes still work. However, the plumbing has to be readjusted, I think that's... Don't miss the big pre-4th of July sale during Western days at Bayfair Shopping Center in San Leandro. That's today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Live Western music by Paul Bowman and the Country Showman, Friday from 2 to 4. The Huck and Scott Show, Saturday, 1 to 3. And you can be one of 50 winners of two books of tickets, admissions and rides, at Frontier Village in San Jose. No purchase is necessary. Hurry to the Bayfair Shopping Center, East 14th at 155th in San Leandro. What happened? Look at all the lights. You want to punch up 17? Hello?
Carter?
Carter? No, Carter will be along in... Oh, wait a minute. No, we've got a ball game at 12:40.
That's right.
Yeah, so Carter is back in the library, though, if you call at 982-5500. And ask for the... You notice how women always interrupt and never let you finish a whole sentence?
Oh,
and it isn't
oh,
just
you're
one.
Dan.
It's... Huh?
You're Dan. You're Dan Sorkin because you always don't want to be interrupted. Well, I'm going to make a complaint about you.
Not anymore. Hello?
Yes, according to my farmer's almanac,
Yes, Walt.
1908.
Yes.
Wilma Banky won that pillow fighting contest.
Yes, she did.
Well, very good. I just wanted verification.
That is verified, and the next pillow fighting contest will be over the 4th of July weekend at Kenwood.
I'll be there.
With your pillow?
Yeah, with my pillow.
Oh, very good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Dan.
Bye.
Bye.
See the world's most famous dog. Starring in Shipstads and Johnson. From out of the world of peanuts comes Snoopy, skating his way into your heart or maybe your lap in the greatest show of them all.
The best in full family entertainment with Peggy Fleming and Snoopy opens July 6th at the Oakland Coliseum. This is the show to see, so get your tickets now. The album is called simply, This is Artie Shaw. It must have been the moon glow. No doubt about that. That was Artie Shaw. Love that record. 26 minutes past 12 noon. That sounds like a commercial, doesn't it? Very phony. Love that record. Yes, friends. Sounds like one of those Kodak commercials. Hold it, gang. Not quite yet. People, just talking to people, do more than all that other phony, shallow stuff, right? If I want to tell you about a salad dressing, I'll tell you about Bob's famous blue cheese salad dressing. It is really great stuff. And one of the reasons it is, is because it doesn't have any artificial preservatives. It has. It comes in wide-mouth glass jars because it is so thick and easy to pour. But slowly. Blue cheese dressing. The ingredients, fresh whole egg mayonnaise, real sour cream, zesty, tangy chunks of blue cheese. And that on crisp lettuce and fresh, organically grown tomatoes makes the most delicious salad you have ever tasted in your life. If for some reason you haven't tried Bob's blue cheese salad dressing, drop into Safeway, Lucky, Petrini's, or some other fine markets carry it too, and pick it up. Bob's blue cheese salad dressing. All right. Ahoy! Ahoy out there!
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is Collect from Norga Norga. We have come to charge.
Collect from Norga Norga.
Right.
Where is he calling from?
Fairfield.
What? I'll accept the call.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
I didn't know there were any fjords in Fairfield.
Hello from the home of the Giants.
The Giants?
The Giants.
Oh, my goodness. It's good to hear from you, you Norga Norga.
Yeah, sure.
I had a lady call in, and she said, would you ask the man from the Sardina Queen if his wife's first name is Bergen?
No.
What is it?
It's Olga.
Olga.
Olga, Olga.
you're an O-O-N-N.
What?
How many of these sardinas do you have in your tubes?
We got 4,000.
Oh, you really picked up a lot.
Yeah, well, we got a lot on the way over to San Francisco today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we're going to the Giants game again.
Oh, that's right. The Giants are playing at 1 o'clock at Candlestick Park.
Yeah, sure.
They're just opening their big series with St. Louis.
I'm going to bring my lucky sardina.
That great big wooden one?
Yeah, sure.
That was amazing. As a matter of fact, now where was I reading about you? Oh, I was reading in an inter-radio station memo about how you got your hit at the PAL game with that great big wooden sardina.
Yeah, sure.
I'll send you a copy of that.
Yeah, I would like that.
All right. Anything new happening out there in the fjords?
No, we're just kind of floating around here. Just waiting for the game to start.
Oh, okay. See you at the game.
Yeah, sure.
Vladirkus.
Vladirkus.
What?
Vladirkus.
What?
Wait, oh, hold on. Okay. Turn everything down. Yeah. Got everything turned down?
Sure.
Vladirkus!
Hello, this is Dick Van Dyke with a bright new idea from Kodak. You know, Kodak...
Kodak makes your picture count.
Not yet, fellas. You don't sing until I say remember. Kodak does make your pictures count. This is what I mean. Kodak makes it easier than ever for you to take great pictures of your family, indoors or out, with the newest of the Instamatic cameras, the Kodak Instamatic X cameras. They take flash without flash batteries, so you never have to worry about flash batteries again. Just drop in the film, pop on a magic cube, and take as many as 4 flash pictures with each cube. And right now, for a limited time, you can get the Kodak Instamatic X15 camera in a special Smile Saver kit with a whole lot of extras for less than $25. It's an opportunity you really shouldn't miss. Get one soon. And remember, remember... Beautiful.
Well, no. This is KSFO in San Francisco, the world's greatest radio station. In 10 minutes, I'll take you out to Candlestick Park for the opening of the St. Louis-San Francisco series. But for now, into the KSFO newsroom, where I see Bill... Bill?
Yeah.
You forgot your pants again.
Oh.
How can I do that? I don't know. Third day in a row. Is your wife's name Sandy?
Yeah.
Would you please ask her just to remind you? I mean, I don't mind, except, you know, looking at your knobby knees and those kind of frilly shorts. What are those, Gussie Moran pants?
Pretty horrible.
It certainly is. It says the world's greatest radio station on the back today.
Yeah.
It is good advertising, but, you know, disgusting.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's get to the news.
Let's get with it. And for the first time in 23 years, all West Coast... Wait a minute. Let me try that again. For the first time in 23 years, all West Coast ports are closed.
Want me to try it?
Well, I think we made it there.
Oh, all right.
I think we got... It's a longshoreman strike, yes. A beef over wages and contract guarantees.
Okay.
And there are strikes all over the place, all over the country. A lot of them here in the West. The bus drivers who make that run from downtown San Francisco to the airport are out. Half of Mill Valley city employees are out. Oakland Airport and Maritime Port workers are walking the picket line, too. And the West Coast carpenters are still off the jobs. And 36,000 Western copper workers are on strike. And so it goes.
Is this because contracts are up?
Yes, it's because all these contracts seem to have expired just about the end of the fiscal year.
I see.
Which has just ended, and the new fiscal year starts today. And they're still working on a new budget for California up in Sacramento. Their lawmakers are rushing to compromise on a new spending program. And it might not come until tomorrow, but the state employees aren't worried. This is the third year in a row that a new fiscal period has begun without a budget, and somehow California always manages to pull through.
Oh, sure.
Back in Washington, Attorney General John Mitchell says the government is going to prosecute all persons who violated federal law in the events that led to the publication of those secret Pentagon papers on Vietnam.
They are?
Yes, that's according to the Attorney General.
Hmm. All right.
And the House Commerce Committee has voted for contempt of court, contempt of Congress citation against CBS and its president, Frank Stanton, because he's refusing to turn over material related to the documentary program, The Selling of the Pentagon.
Well, he doesn't have to do that, does he?
Well, he isn't doing it. I don't know. That's the point. Maybe he can be forced to. I don't know.
Hmm.
But we'll see.
All right.
Shall we barge right ahead?
No, I think we can. Yeah, I think we can just go right ahead.
Yeah, okay. It's been a pretty good day on Wall Street. Just before the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up nearly 2 points. And in just a few minutes, we're going out to Candlestick Park for today's game between the San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cards. Rice gets underway at 1, and the A's are traveling today. And that's about it.
I'll be back with you in 4 hours.
All right.
That's so long, it's only true in fairy tales. Meant for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seems. Disappointing, haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried. That's what love is, more or less a feeling thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. And I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
New one by Neil Diamond, and it's 36 minutes past noon.
It's been a long, cold winter. Summer's finally come, the rivers are flowing, the sun is warming up.
you want your skin to be brown and moist and beautiful, get C&C. C&C,
more than the first day of summer. C&C, more than the first
tan
of summer.
First tan of summer is the most.
That's Frank Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim. It's 21 minutes before 1 o'clock. Dan Sorkin is my name. This is KSFO in San Francisco.
Say, how would you like to pay for your next vacation without borrowing, without going into your regular savings? Sound good? It is. Our friends at Home Savings have a special vacation account to add pleasure and actually more money for your next vacation. It's one of Home's pay-yourself-first accounts. Each month, when you pay bills, pay yourself first a modest sum for your next vacation. Home will add interest at the rate of 5% per year, compounded daily, paid day in to day out. Then, come your next vacation, you have the money. And why, how that does help. Stop in at any office of Home Savings and Loan Association and open up a special vacation account. Just see how many ways Home helps.
Thousands now are enjoying the benefits of pay yourself first accounts at Home Savings. For vacations, education, your home, the children, remember, it's Home Savings that is America's largest. Another service of Old Dependable Home.
Welcome to Giant's Warm-Up, brought to you by Kilpatrick's Bread, the 8-hour loaf. The Giants back home after a road trip that you couldn't list among the most successful. They won only twice while losing four on that road trip, including a loss last night 2-1 to the San Diego Padres. A former Padre pitcher, Al Santorini, will be the starting pitcher for the Cardinals today against Ron Bryant of the Giants. The Giants having to sleep fast. They got in late last night from San Diego. Now with this afternoon game, this is the start of a pretty important homestand for the Giants. The Cardinals 3-game, then the Dodgers 2, and then Houston 3. The Giants still without the services of Willie McCovey. Manager Charlie Fox having to juggle his lineup today. And using another one of his young lineups. And with Ron Bryant, the most consistent of the Giant pitchers going, maybe youth will out today as the Giants try to get untracked and get a winning streak going here at home. June is gone, July is here, and the Giants hope that it's a good month. We'll return to our Giant warm-up in just 1 minute.
At Kilpatrick's, why do we take a full 8 hours when we bake our bread?
I know why. Daddy told me it takes all day, because first they mix the dough all up with vitamins and calcium, something like that. Then they put put some iron in it. Then pretty soon, the dough starts getting bigger and bigger. Till some men come along and twist it up. Know what will fit in the pan, I guess. Then they just lift the bread sit around for a while. After that, they put in this great big oven. And when they turn the oven off, out comes a million trillion loaves of bread. You just can't expect people to do that in 3 or 9 minutes.
We make Kilpatrick's bread like we're making it for our own kids.
Kilpatrick's, the 8-hour loaf.
Now let's go to the giant dugout, Bill Thompson.
Well, as Lon mentioned in the opening, that everybody's happy to see the month, everybody connected with the Giants, happy to see the month of June gone and July come around. And our guest today, I think, is probably the happiest of all to see June now be something of the past. Gaylord Perry, is that right or not?
Well, I surely didn't have too good luck in June, but it's one of those things. I've gotten these slumps before, but I would say it's probably the worst slump I've ever been in, Bill, and I'm awful glad to see July come.
Gaylord, isn't it sort of a like a pitcher can be, just like anybody else, maybe even a whole ball club, that when you get into a slump, the thing comes about where when you pitch well, that's the time they don't get you any runs, and the day that you don't pitch so well, they can't quite get enough.
Well, I would like to pitch bad and win a game, but I haven't won in, I guess a month now, and I think I've pitched probably 3 or 4 games well enough that I could win if we get a lot of runs, but we're having a little trouble hitting the ball right now and getting a lot of runs, so sometimes, Bill, you got to tighten your old belt and pitch a shutout. I thought I had one going last night, and I threw about 25 good fork balls. I happened to get one up the Cobra, and he hits a two-run homer, and I get beat 2-1. So sometimes you're not second-guessing yourself, but you're just wondering one of these days you're going to be ahead of that hitter one pitch, and I think Cobra was looking for that fork ball because I had thrown him an awful lot of them. I just got it up. I surely didn't want to, but I was 2 balls and 2 strikes, and I didn't want to walk him and had that left-handed hitter come up who had hit me good all night. So I was just went along and threw it again, and the next pitch, if he fouled this one off, I was going to come back with the hard slide and try to sneak it by him, but I didn't get a chance to throw it.
It's interesting. He was our pregame guest last night, and he said almost identically the same thing. He said that you were behind him 2-0 on 2 hard pitches, and you threw him 2 good forkballs, and by his, what he said, he said, I think that's probably Gaylord's best pitch to throw me. And he said, just came right back and said the third one he threw, he said, just didn't do as much as the other, and he got it up where he didn't want it. So, and as you've often said yourself, when you make a mistake to a guy with power, a lot of chance times he's going to take advantage of it.
Yes, he's hit, hit a couple home runs last year off of me and hit one in San Diego the first time this year as we played him. And, I was lucky enough to win the game there. I got a lot of runs, but that pitcher, you had to give him credit last night. He pitched probably his best game all year, and I just happened to be opposing him. But like I said earlier, I'm just had to shut him out one of these days.
Well, you had another situation where the only expression going bad, well, it's going to go bad for you. You got yourself a double in an inning. Now, Tito gets a base hit. If the ball is 10 feet either side of Leron Lee, the left fielder, you're going to be able to score standing up. But Tito happened to hit it too good and hit it right at the left fielder, and there was no way you could possibly score from second base.
Well, Tito has been hitting the ball, I guess, better than anybody else in our club. And hit the ball, I knew where the field was playing. I knew if it was at him, I wasn't going to have a chance. But I was running hard, even around the base until McNamara held me up because he wanted to make sure he fielded the ball. And but it was just one of those things, one hopper right at him. And that's the way things go when you're kind of going bad. But if anybody has to be to go to the team this year and we can win it, Planet, I'll be happy to be it.
During our Giants warm-up, we're talking with Gaylord Perry. I want to ask Gaylord a couple of more questions when we return in just 1 minute.
This portion of San Francisco Giants baseball is brought to you by Western Airlines. Last year, the San Francisco Giants led the league in runs scored. They scored 831 runs. And they also were the leaders for runs batted in, 771 RBIs. Western Airlines is a league leader, too, for extra comfort on every flight. Western, and only Western, gives every passenger on every flight exactly the same leg space as in first class, even at low commuter fare. So stretch out and enjoy it all the way to Los Angeles on any one of many conveniently scheduled commuter flights. For all the details, call your travel agent. Then take off and see for yourself why Western leads the league. with great service to Los Angeles. Western Airlines, a league leader.
During our Giants warm-up, we're talking with Gerard Berry. Gerard, hitters say that when they get in a slump, that everybody starts giving them advice. And pretty soon they have so much advice, they don't know who to listen to, and then they eventually have to go back to work it out for themselves. Is this true of a pitcher?
Well, I've had a lot of people, in fact, give me some advice, and I think all of it's been good, Bill. Everyone is trying to help, and I try to listen and get what I can. And I think one of the best things we do, and the Giants have spent a lot of money in taking movies, and even years back, I've got some old films about 3 years back, so I'm bringing them out and looking at them. And I don't think it's anything major I'm doing wrong. It's just one of those slumps you get in. I feel great. I've never felt better out there throwing the ball, but we got some guys, I know, Larry and Charlie, and Westrom's looking for me, tipping signs off, and we got Tom Shin up there who was in San Diego watching us. So we got all of our scouts and some of our minor league coaches, when they get a chance to come up and watch the ball game, they kind of remember how you used to throw. And all of them are trying to help you guys in this slump because it's just part of their organization. They want for us to win, because if we win, I think they'll benefit also. So I just know one thing, I got to get going here and help this club, because we got a great club here.
Gerard, when I first saw you pitching the big leagues, you were primarily almost over the top all the time. And over a period of time, you started coming up with some sidearm pitches. And then it seemed that perhaps this year you were going on for a while almost exclusively sidearm. And now I think that you've been working on sort of mixing the two deliveries up again, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I'm trying to get back over top, even probably say 80% of it now. I think one inning last night, I dropped my outside arm quite a bit, and maybe I didn't throw the ball quite as good. But we had some right-handed hitters. I know they don't like the sidearm pitch, so I came with sidearm last night, some, and probably the seventh inning. But I think primarily I'm going to stay back up on top now. I think I get more on the ball, and I got better control, and I think the control will get me out of the slump.
Gerard, the expression there is used by batters, I guess, all the time about pressing. When things go a little bit bad for a pitcher, you mentioned earlier in our conversation about you feel you have to go out there and throw a shutout. Does a pitcher sort of maybe press a little bit mentally?
Well, I know that the name of this game is a win, and I know I have to win pretty soon. They've been sending me out there for about 4 or 5 weeks now, and I haven't won a game for them. And I can honestly say I don't think anyone in baseball is trying any harder than I to try to win a game for them. So I just hope they will keep sending me out there, and I'm going to win some games for them, Bill. I just feel great. I'm in great physical shape, so it's nothing bothering me. It's just that it's just one of those things. I've had them before. You've seen me have them before, Bill. So one of these days, we're going to get about 4 or 5 runs in the first inning, and I'm going to get out of this thing.
Gerard, I know you've always been, the last couple of years, you've been very high on the job that Dick Dietz has done for you behind the plate. Perhaps when some other people were not real complimentary to Dick, you always felt that he was doing a good job for you back there. Last night, a young fellow that the Giants came up with during the winter, Fran Healy, caught you for the first time, I think, in an actual ball game. I'm sure he had caught you a bit in spring training. It appeared from where we were that at least mechanically, as far as low pitches, things like that, he did a good job behind the plate.
Yeah, well, Fran and I worked together in spring training, and we did have trouble working together. In one game in Philadelphia, we had a little trouble. Last night before the game, we went over every hitter maybe 2 or 3 times, and we both had a good idea of how we wanted to pitch hitters, and I was really impressed by the job that Fran Healy did last night. And I know after I was taken out of the game, I told Charlie, I said, that guy did a heck of a good job back there, and you know, just like I think it'd be good for you to go over and let him know it. And when I went in the clubhouse before the game was over, that Fran was in there, and I went over and told him what a tremendous job he did, and that he kind of felt bad about calling that third fork ball and that Cobo hit it out, but I just said I thought it was a great call. I said the next pitch, if you'd have fouled that off, I'd have come back with a hard slider, but like I said earlier, we didn't get to that pitch, and it's just one of those things.
Again, it gets to the hard fact that if a catcher calls the pitch and he calls for a fork ball and it's supposed to be a pitch that's breaking down and it's supposed to be low and the pitcher gets it up, it really isn't the catcher's fault.
That's exactly, Bill. I thought it was a good call, and I just didn't get a word that Fran was calling. I'm sure he wasn't wanting a fork ball up and in. It's just one of those things. I think I threw probably 25 all night, and I think that's about the only one I got up and in, and that's how it is. When you're in a slump, Bill, and you throw one pitch like that, the guy's going to hit it good somewhere, but Colbert is a guy on their club is strong enough to make a mistake, he can hit it a long ways.
I think any pitcher, and I know particularly you because you have the intensity to win every time you go out there, that when a few things go bad, you have a tendency to be a little frustrated. But now if you're in a slump, does it frustrate you just that much more?
I've been kind of frustrated for months here, Bill, so I think I'm kind of the edge of it's kind of wearing off a little bit, and I'm beginning to relax a little bit. I think the last couple times out, I threw the ball well, and my control was much better. I think I walked one and maybe two guys in Houston. I didn't walk any last night. I'm not worried about walking the guys now. Larry has been trying to tell me that you've got good enough stuff to go out there. Don't walk them, challenge them. And this is what I've been trying to do, and I think it's going to pay off.
Well, Gerard, we'll be talking to you in 4 or 5 days when you get that next win. We'll be talking to you in the postgame show again. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, Bill.
Gaylord Perry, and we'll return to our Giants warm-up in just 1 minute.
There's something about watching kids play baseball. No matter whether it's a dusty sandlot game with an old taped-up baseball or an organized team of sunny white uniforms playing Little League with all the pride of the professionals, it's exciting. The crack of the bat, the screech of the excited children, and that ball against the blue sky is really what most youngsters' summers are all about. Now, if you happen to be a Kilpatrick's Baker watching one of these games, it's easy to understand why they take 3 extra hours to bake their bread. Oh, they could do it in 5, but they let the dough rise naturally, hand-twist the dough, and put in vitamins, calcium, and iron. Those kids eat an awful lot of our bread, and that bread has to fuel them for more exercise than most adults get in a week. That's why Kilpatrick's makes bread like they're making it for their very own kids. Kilpatrick's, the 8-hour loaf. Kilpatrick's. It stays fresh longer.
All guests interviewed receive blue chip stamps. One day soon, count up the things you've gotten with blue chip stamps. Radios, sheets, garden furniture. You get some great things with a lick and a promise from blue chip. In a few moments, the Giants and Cardinals, and that is our Giants warm-up for today.
Giants warm-up was brought to you by Kilpatrick's Bread, the 8-hour loaf.
Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, unless, of course, you're stubborn, in which case, you might enjoy listening to me rest Syracuse midnight to 6, right here on
KSFO in San Francisco.
And now, stay tuned for the live and direct broadcast of today's game over the Golden West Radio Network.
Think of every card. Think of it as money. Think of every card.
It's that time of year again, vacation time. A time to relax and get away from it all. One way to make sure that you do relax is to go wherever you're going with a Bank AmeriCard. It's good in all 50 states and many foreign countries too. Just like money. Which is a good way to think of your Bank AmeriCard, as money. Money that's good whenever and wherever you go.
Think of it as money, Bank AmeriCard. Think of it as money, Bank AmeriCard.
Giants baseball is on the air. This is Lon Simmons with Bill Thompson welcoming you to another Giants ballgame from Candlestick Park. Today's game between the Giants and Cardinals is brought to you by Standard Stations and Chevron Dealers, with more than 8,000 stations to serve you with Chevron gasolines with F310. By the people at Pacific Telephone who remind you when it comes to communications, we're here to help. And by Chevrolet, where putting you first keeps us first. Also by Gillette Platinum Plus Double Edge or Injector, both with platinum smooth edges for smoother shave. By Allstate Insurance Companies, with over 120 offices in Northern California, you're in good hands with Allstate. And by Hams Beer. Hams Tap and Regular is brewed natural for natural drinkability. You're welcome to the big beer-drinking brotherhood of Hams. The Giants back home in Candlestick Park, and happy to be here. It was not A very interesting road trip. They dropped 2 out of 3 in Houston, 2 out of 3 in San Diego. The Giants wound up in the month of June, 2 under .500, 13 and 15. The Cardinals have been much harder hit by June as they won only 8 and lost 21. The Cardinals were in first place when June started and now are 9 games out of the top spot, 9 games behind the Pirates. One guy that hasn't stopped, even though the Cardinals apparently have, is Joe Torre, who is really hitting up a storm. And Joe, who has learned to play at third base and learned to play in a hurry, hitting .373 for the Cardinals. Quite a ball player. We'll have the starting lineup for you when we return in just 1 minute.
Hello, I'm Ed Reimers for Allstate. Anyone familiar with the sounds of San Francisco knows exactly where I am. I'm on the ferry boat Golden Gate that runs between San Francisco and Sausalito. And this has to be one of the great sights in the world. The San Francisco skyline, with all of its old landmarks and all the new. And it's to you folks who rent apartments up there in the hills I'm looking at that I'd like to talk to. Even though you rent your place, you need insurance. Now, I know you probably haven't thought of it. You probably think you don't have much to lose. Well, you do. You have a lot to lose. Your furniture, clothes, sports equipment. Allstate has a special renter's policy that protects you from loss against fire, burglary, or other insured hazards. See your Allstate man. As they say, you're in good hands with Allstate.
This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the San Francisco Giants solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the description and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the San Francisco Giants is prohibited. If you use it, we're going to give you the lucky rabbit. The umpires at home plate, Ken Burkhart, Lee Wire at first, Nick Pelosi at second, and John McSherry. It will be at third base. And now here is our national anthem, Jeff Carter.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight glass gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the
Cardinals, Lou Brock will lead off and play left field. Ted Sizemore at second base, batting number 2. Jim Beacham at first base, hitting number 3. Joe Torre is the number 4 batter and playing third base. Jose Cardenal is in right field, hitting number 5. Jose Cruz in center field, batting 6. McNerney is doing the catching. And batting seventh, Dal Maxville is the shortstop, hitting eighth. And Al Santorini is the pitcher. Santorini, who was with San Diego, traded over, is 0-4 this year. He is 2-3 lifetime against the Giants. Cardinals will be missing catcher Ted Simmons for this weekend series because he is going to have to go into military service for the weekend. Chris Spire will lead off for the Giants and play shortstop. Tito Fuentes is at second base, batting number two. Kenny Henderson in right field, hitting third. Bobby Bonds in center field, batting fourth. Fran Healy, the catcher, and the number five batter. Ed Goodson at first base, hitting sixth. Alan Gallagher at third base, batting seventh. Floyd Wicker in left field, hitting eighth. And Ron Bryant will be the pitcher. Ron, who has been the most consistent of the Giants starters, left-hander, with 7 wins and 3 defeats, 2-0 against St. Louis. And he faces Lou Brock, left-hand batter, leading off. Swings and misses, strike one. Ken Burkhardt behind the plate, Lee Wire at first, Nick Pelosi at second, and John McSherry at third. Brock batting 343. Swing and a foul, curve and a strike two. The Cardinals, as a team, hitting 274. Contrast with that with the Giants' 250 batting average. Cardinals, the best team batting average in baseball. An 0-2 count. DeBrock, who really has a pronounced closed stance. Fastball, strike three, called. Got it over on the outside corner to Bryant, and Brock is strikeout victim number one, out number one in this first inning. And the former Dodger playing second base now for the Cardinals, Ted Sizemore, hitting 275. Ted involved in the deal and sent Dick Allen over to the Dodgers, and he has moved into a starting spot. He was the Rookie of the Year at second base with the Dodgers. Played shortstop for a while at the start of the year with the Cardinals. Now over to second base as Dal Maxville has regained the shortstop position. One out, base is empty. Sizemore takes the fastball outside, and Healy and Bryant are crossed up. Bryant is having the difficulty that young catchers do, that sometimes I think he crosses himself up. Give a sign to the pitcher, go through the series, and then actually forget the sign you gave. Pitch low to Sizemore for ball two. Two or nothing. Bryant pitching to Sizemore inside, ball three. Behind 3-0 now. Bryant in danger of getting a runner on. The 3-0 pitch, ball four, he has him on. Sizemore walked on four pitches. Struck out Brock. Now Jim Beauchamp hitting 279. Comes up here. Beauchamp with two home runs, 11 RBIs. I want to wish a happy 90th birthday to Mrs. E.L. Smith, known as Aunt Kate from Fortuna, who is a great Giants fan. Her 90th birthday today. Our best wishes. Curveball is inside to the right-hand batting Beauchamp for ball one. One and oh count. Throw to first base. A bluff throw to first base. Ken Boyer coaching at first base. Pitches up high for ball two. Bryant struck out the first batter, now has walked one batter and is behind on Beecham 2-0. Vern Benson is the third base coach. Ken Boyer over at first. Outfield around to the left and backed up against Beecham. Bryant 2-0 delivery. Ball three. And this is not really a good idea. He's walked Sizemore. He's behind 3-0 on Beecham. And Joe Torre, the guy who's ripping apart the league, is on deck. So if you're going to elect to walk anybody, you certainly wouldn't choose this spot in front of a 373 hitter to do it. 3-0 pitch. A strike, 3-1. When a team has a hot hitter, what you have to concentrate on doing is keeping the guys off the base in front of him. He's going to get his hits, but you just don't want to put people on in front of him, so his hits are going to cost you. Another throw to first by Bryant. Beautiful afternoon at Candlestick. Same clubs meet tomorrow night. And then Saturday afternoon is helmet day. 3-1 pitch. Ball four. He walked in. Back-to-back walks by Bryant, and now Joe Torre comes on. Save on homeowners insurance and get protection against loss for more home hazards than you can count. Talk to the good hands people at any Sears store in Northern California. Or stop in or phone the neighborhood Allstate office. Torrey hitting .373. He has 56 RBIs, 12 home runs, 2 triples, and 12 doubles. Sizemore at second, Beecham at first. Powerful right-hand batting Torrey faces Bryant and takes a strike, 0-1. Top of the first, nothing. Bryant hoping that that's the way it stays as he's in difficulty in this first inning. Struck out Brock, but then walked the next two hitters. He's thrown only one strike since striking out the leadoff man. Bryant brushes off a sign, now steps off the rubber. Healy will go out to talk to Bryant. A one strike count to Torrey. Runners at first and second. With one man out, the Giants infield, hopefully double play depth, the outfield around to the left. Stretch by Bryant, the one strike pitch to Torrey. Crack to third base on one hop. Gallagher to second for one. 20 throw to first. He throws it away. And a run will come in to score. They had the easy double play, and 20 threw the ball away at first base. A run comes in. And you got what you wanted there, the double play ball, one hopper to Gallagher. 20 threw the ball past Goodson at first. Coming in to score is Sizemore. It's a 1-0 Cardinal lead. And Torrey winds up at second base. It's a force out. No RBI for Torrey. Beecham forced at second. Torrey winds up at second. And the batter now, Jose Cardenal. Cardenal hitting .239. And that's to be the first error for Tito in a long, long time. Fastball strike. Right-hand batting Cardenal. One run in for the Cardinals. Curve bounds up there. Healy comes running out to block it. Keep Torrey at second base. Two walks, a force out, and an error, and the Cardinals have a run. Look back at second, the pitch to Cardinal. Line drive, base hit to left field. Torrey will head for the plate. Here comes a throw from Wicker, and it is not in time. He scores. The error costs two runs now. As Cardenal singles, and Cardenal moved up to second on the throw. 2-0, and Jose Cruz, a young fellow who comes to the Cardinals with great recommendations, he is 0-4-8 since joining St. Louis, a left-hand batter. He plays center field. He's up here with two down, a runner at second, and two runs in. Swings and fouls it back, strike one. The error, a costly one, two runs. And the Giants should have been on the bench, but that's the way things go, and that's the way it went today. Cruz is just 22 years old. Takes a hanging curve inside for a ball. 1-1, Rich Robertson starts to throw in the bullpen for the Giants. Just one hit in the inning. 1-1 count. Bryant's 1-1 pitch. High for a ball, 2-1. Ron has been his own enemy with two walks. But then he was out of that with a double play ball. Unfortunately, an error allowed a run in, and then Cardinal followed with a single that drove in the second run. 2-1 pitch. Hit high and deep to right field. Bond should get to this one. He is back there at the warning path and makes the catch, and the side is retired. But two runs on one hit, one error, and one left. We go to the bottom of the first. The Cardinals lead it by a score of 2-0.
Remember when you were little and you finally mastered how to write your name and you wanted to practice writing it wherever you could? Then maybe some grown-up told you not to write in books because you'd ruin them. Well, there's one book it's perfectly okay to write in. Your telephone directory. In fact, the telephone company even encourages you to mark up your phone book because that's one way you can make it more useful. When you look up a number in the phone book, go ahead and underline it or circle it. Put an X or a check mark or a star by it. Then the next time you need to find that same number, all you have to do is find the right page, and your number will be easy to spot. After all, it's your phone book. Besides, you get a new one every year anyway. So mark away. And remember, the easiest way to find a telephone number the second time you look it up is to underline or make a mark next to it the first time you look it up.
Santorini, tall right-hander. He said 2-3 lifetime against the Giants. His 0-4 this year as a starter for the Cardinals. Certainly looks like a guy that is better than an 0-4 pitcher. And against the Giants, of course he is. San Diego, he was 0-2. With the Cardinals, 0-2. But with the Cardinals, even though he's 0-2, he has a 1.50 earned run average. Now, at that rate, he has himself a win because the Cardinals already have two runs. Chris Spire, Tito Fuentes, and Ken Henderson, the first three to face right-hander Santorini. Outfield, rather shallow for Spire. As Santorini delivers to Chris, swung on, grounded to shortstop. Maxville up with it to throw to first. First pitch, one out. Spire grounds out, and Tito Fuentes will be the batter. Lou Brock in left. Jose Cruz in center. And Jose Cardinal in right. Joe Torre at third. Dal Maxwell at short. Ted Sizemore at second. Jim Beecham at first.